Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. The hand of the Lord was upon me. He brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. And he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you. And you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them. They lived and stood on their feet an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I really enjoy the way Ezekiel answers this question. It's kind of the exact same way that John in Revelation answers the question by not really answering the question, right? If somebody ever asks you a question, then you say, well, you know, right? You've got the answer, God. Certainly you know it, and I'm not going to dare try to embarrass myself in front of you. But of course, there's part of the embarrassment that's going on here. God wants Ezekiel, the prophet, who's been rather timid at some times, to know that he has to speak his word boldly and to know what kind of power God's word has. And so he wants him to prophesy over the bones and have them do an amazing and impossible thing, that they would stand up and live. More than that, that they would gain all of the functional parts of a body so that they can stand and be an exceedingly great army, one that would be able to enter into a promised land if need be, one that would actually believe in the Lord and have His Spirit present in them. Can these bones live? Seems like the logical answer would be no. There's a way in which we ask the simple questions, but don't really believe they can have their answer. Don't really believe they can be successful. We think that the resurrection is the easy part, and all of the other little things, like hope, like getting through this day, like getting through whatever it is we have on our plate that's big and menacing at the moment, might be the hardest part. God, strangely enough, uses this amazing event that all of these bones would come to life as a sort of metaphor for a simple thing, right? That a people would have hope, that they would be able to go on. We know that the world needs to hear kind of the opposite. They need to realize that our hopes for this world are only part of it. Our hopes for this world only last so long. Well, they only last as long as our bones are upright and put together and enclosed in flesh and, yes, have breath animating them. But the most important message, the reason that we're hearing this text during this week, is that the Lord's word is for more than just this life. The Lord's word raises us to whole, complete life. There's reference in this text all the way back to the beginning of the world when God created Adam and breathed into him the breath of life to make him a living creature. And there's reference forward to the gospel reading that we will hear on Thursday, that the Lord's breath is what brings his life-giving spirit to his apostles. His word goes forth and re-enlivens dead people with the forgiveness of sins. But I think what's most important for us today is to hear that, yes, indeed, the Lord knows, and the Lord is able to raise up the dead bodies. That's what we really struggle to believe. That's the hope that we don't even think is that important, actually. We want hope to get through this week. We want hope to get through this pandemic. We want hope for things to go back to normal, which is to say we want hope that no longer needs to hope at all, hope that is for this life only. As St. Paul said, if our hope in Christ is for this life only, even if it's for something really great or really seemingly impossible for a human to do, we are most to be pitied. We are really pitiful, is what he's trying to say. Can all of the bones that are buried in every cemetery across the world, that are heaped in great mounds outside those cities in Europe from the 30 Years' War, or wherever they are on the plains lost from great battles, or in Christian cemeteries, or in hospitals, or mass graves, or the bones that are so small they've hardly formed when they were put into the ground by grieving parents, can all of these bones live? Yes, because Christ Jesus lives. That is our greatest hope. Our hope is that we look with expectation for the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. That hope ought to be on our minds and our hearts and our lips at all times. It is what makes us unafraid. It is what makes our God quite different from every other God that we might want to say, this is the I Am, the Lord, and he has made us his people. That he opens the graves and raises his people from the dead, never to die again. We have a few kind of short examples, I suppose, here in Ezekiel, elsewhere from Elijah, elsewhere when Lazarus rises from the dead. But we have the greatest example in Christ Jesus our Lord, who is risen never to die again. And St. Paul said he is only the first fruits. So then, dear Christians, let us dare to believe that our Lord can do all sorts of amazing things. Let us not hinder or lessen our prayers to him as if we were burdening him too much for all of our mundane everyday things. But most of all, let us have great confidence that he will raise us at the last day, and so be bold in this life as those who believe that, yes, all sorts of bones can live, because Christ our Lord lives. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the South Dakota District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Chaplain Kenneth Bomberger, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.